Warm-ups. This is my big thing. When I started with the Indianapolis Children's Choir, can I move this? When I started with the Indianapolis Children's Choir, I was a freshman in college, and I was working with Henry Lack, and he invited me to the Indianapolis Children's Choir. I had no idea what a children's choir was. Wanted to be a high school director. Kidding, I'm not gonna work with children. No offense. And I went, I watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in all my life. And I fell in love, and I went into it. And the first thing he gave me were warm-ups. What are you gonna do first? You're gonna do the warm-ups. And here's how you do warm-ups. So I learned warm-ups. I am a nut about warm-ups. My bedside stand has books of warm-ups. My wife is reading, you know, Home and Garden magazine and the Food Network magazine when we go to bed, and I'm reading warm-up books. And I really, truly feel that they are extremely important. That's where you build your tone. When I went and worked with the educational director of the Indianapolis Children's Choir, her name's Ruth Dwyer, I, you know, was going to work with her in rehearsals, and what did I think I was going to do first? I was going to do the warm-ups. Carol, you were in choir last year, right? Yes, I remember. 2 years? 3 years ago, really? Oh, you were in the front row then too, weren't you? Sorry. Okay. And she said, no, you're not going to do warm-ups. You're going to do a song first. And I said, well, why am I not going to do warm-ups? And she goes, because that's where I teach. Ooh. Now, we're all church musicians. And how many of us on Sunday morning are in a panic because we're also the organist or the pianist? And, oh, you know, the Johnson family's late, and they've got a bass and a tenor and soprano and an alto in their family. They're like a whole quartet. They're like, you know, the Von Trapp family. Well, I can't start yet because they're not here, so I work on my prelude and stuff. And, okay, they're finally here. Let's get going. Okay, open up to hymn 251, and let's go. I'm guilty. Guess what? I just did a huge injustice to my choir because I didn't warm them up. I didn't prep them. We just jumped in. And this morning, the children's choir, I did an injustice to you, didn't I? Because we came in, we had to get our palm branches and we had to get our, and then, we had to run through with the adult choir. And I said, we haven't warmed up. And they looked at me and go, uh-uh. And so if you were the adult choir this morning, I was outside running them through different things. Because I hadn't prepped them. I was doing them an injustice. So let's talk about warm-ups. Why do we do them? To find focus, to find an inner singer or the singer's spirit. James Jordan, read his books. They're amazing. They're wonderful. Also, Weston Noble's books. Incredible. To prepare our body, mind, and instrument for singing. What's your instrument, guys?
Words,
but where's your instrument?
Body,
thank you. I'll get them there eventually. You teach healthy vocal technique. You build skills as an ensemble. You prepare musical concepts. Know your scores, right? You know they're going to have a problem with a minor third. Work those minor thirds in your warm-ups. Set the tone for the rehearsal. Yeah? If you're frazzled, guess who else is going to be? Because they see you panicking, and they're like, oh, well, we're in a hurry. Oh, my gosh. What? You know, they can't find him 251. What do we do when? This is my order. This is just how I do it. I always start with a physical warm-up somehow. Okay? So I'm going to walk you through my warm-up, and hopefully I will do it in order that you see on the page. So would you guys put your folders down and stand up for me, please? And whenever they do that, I always go, they've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle. And you laugh and they go, phew. All right, so take your hands up. And we stretch. And you know what? It just depends on the day and what I do. And they're following me and it's wonderful. And if I do this, they do this. If I go like this, they do this. It's great, you know. Now, I may not do this with adults, you know. But with my children's choir, some days I do Tai Chi with them. I just am trying to get their body ready to go and focus. I had stopped by that time, okay? We do breathing. Breathe in with it. Now, why in the world would I have them raise their hands up like this? Ah, very good. I like you. It's to lift the rib cage and keep these wonderful shoulders down, right? How many of you have singers that go like this? I'm breathing. No, you're not. You're hyperventilating. Right? So we take our hand, we put it out here. I say, this is okay to look fat here. And we breathe out, and we push in. And we breathe out, and push in. And give me 5 SHs, 2, 3, and shh, 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 shh. And so I'm watching, and I'm watching to see if their hand is moving. If it's not moving, I know probably these are moving. Or they're not breathing, and then you need to do something. Then I work on the tone, their vowels. I have them sing a C first. This is what we do at the children's choir. It works beautifully. Everywhere I go, I do this. I do different variations. I have them sing a C above middle C. Why in the world would I have them sing that note? Well, it's not me, it's Henry Lecht, because he's a genius and I've learned everything I am from him. But the reason we use that note is they cannot sing it in their chest voice. They cannot sing it in their chest voice. You do not want children to sing heavy. Okay? Light, beautiful singing in their head voice. That's the key. And so I start there, and I work down. I start on the vowel oo. This is later on in your notes, so you don't have to take all of these. But I start on an oo. Would you sing your oo for me? Go. That's a little flat. We had lunch. We've gone and done our little artsy thing, and now we're back, and we're going to sing. So turn this way a little bit. Now, very good. Now I want you to take it and go, and throw it at Mr. Petty like you're throwing a football. Go. Do you hear the difference? Okay, so it needs to be energized. And we work down. Would you just do like we did earlier today? Can you do that with me? I don't have 4 hands, so you know what to do? Good, here you go. Ready? And. Now, would you sing it through your eyes and round your lips even more and look like you're really excited for these wonderful people that came to hear you? 1, 2, 3, and. They can't get into that chest voice. Stay away from the chest voice. Have a seat. I'll go through more of that with you. We do range, we do flexibility, we do tuning, and then we do things using diction. And a lot of these combine. I was talking to someone at lunch, and they were saying, well, it's really interesting to... that was my phone doing a da-da-da, which means I didn't turn it off. It's from my wife. My daughter's getting a second tooth right now. It's a big day for us. I keep getting pictures every 5 minutes. I really do. If you want to see them, come up afterwards. I combine things. You use your time efficiently, as best you can, right? Okay, but wait, there's more. You build a safe environment, it gives time for feedback. Do you notice what I keep using with you? Do you notice what I keep doing with them? What am I doing with them? And what am I doing with you?
Talking.
I'm talking, but I've been what? I've been joking around with you.
I
I think most of you would probably, if I said, all right, sing an F major chord, I give it to you, you probably all would go, yeah, let's go. Why? Because you feel comfortable with me. You feel safe. You know I'm not going to go, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I met her earlier, so this is why I'm doing this. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you sang so flat right there. You know choral directors that will do that, don't you? And you don't want to go into their room worth anything. And you don't want to sing for them, and it's intimidating, and oh my gosh, you know. Build that safe environment. All right.